And now, a presentation for your understanding of modern-day healthcare with MichaelGlicker.com.
Hello, and welcome to MichaelGlicker.com. This is where you come to tap into the world of personal healthcare. I am Michael Glicker. Today's session is about trust. Maybe an unusual subject. You might say, what does trust have to do with my health? Well, stick around and find out. Who do you trust? Your lawyer, your doctor, banker, the president, politicians, the IRS, teachers, police, God? Have faith in God. We trust others to get help from them. Too much help puts us to sleep. Get help and make the final decision yourself. Go within. Trust those in healthcare, the doctor, the pharmacist, the manufacturer of vaccines and drugs, the curanderos, shamans, healers, therapists, and personal coach. There's a lot of people out there that want to be trusted. The meaning of trust, we probably all know it, but we trust because we think they are honest and reliable. We may not question what they do because we trust them. We may let them have the answers and make our decisions. This has been put into our culture. It has become normal to trust others. And it is not appropriate anymore. Things have changed a lot. The trust thing goes way, way back. When you have a decision to make, go within, trust yourself. Keep doing this and get better and better at trusting yourself. Is it an odd thing to trust yourself? It is similar to having confidence in yourself. I am suggesting that we trust only ourselves. For your greater health and wellness, trust yourself only. What will happen if you do this? This is a process. You will become more street smart if you trust yourself. You will become more independent, which is a way to wake up more, be more aware of things. Your self-confidence will increase as you trust yourself. Self-confidence is very important. Trusting yourself can save you time and money because it goes into many, many areas. It will increase your personal power, not ego, personal power. Trusting yourself can make you smarter. Finding out things for yourself is an education in the doing, like a detective and doing research and learning how to do that. It increases your level of discernment. By trusting yourself, you can increase your level of discernment. Discernment means empowered to see that which is not evident to the average mind. To know at a deeper level, quicker, is greater discernment. This is a very powerful thing. It helps you, as you increase your discernment, it helps you to know things, see things, and get answers to a deeper knowing of what is going on, either by watching someone on TV or hearing them speak. You get more understanding of who they are and what they're doing and why they're doing it. For more information about real healthcare, visit MichaelGlicker.com. Our second half is a continuation of trusting. Trusting others to do things for us is and can be a substitute for self-responsibility. If something or person is responsible for our actions, we have given up command of ourselves. In other words, if we're not responsible for what happens to us in our life, who is? How can we make a change in our life if we're not responsible for what happens? We've given up our so-called authority or will to be responsible for our life. And that puts us in a space where you can't do anything about what's happening. So taking responsibility for our life and what goes on in it, no matter who seems to be at fault, it's our life, and we're in the big picture, we're responsible. It behooves us to be responsible for our life. There's nothing we have to do. What do you really want to do? What do you want to become? How do you want your life to be? We can keep making our life better, or we can just go along and, like somebody else is driving the vehicle and we're just sitting there. Or we can drive our own vehicle, and it's an awakening. When we're sitting in a vehicle, let's call it a vehicle, we're the vehicle, our body's a vehicle. When we're sitting in a vehicle, and like a car, somebody else is driving. When you're not responsible, somebody else is driving our vehicle, not us. So then you're relaxed, maybe you're enjoying the ride, but it gets a little dull, it can get a little boring, because there are not a lot of exciting things when somebody else is driving the vehicle. We have unlimited potential. As human beings, we have unlimited potential. I'm not a Bible reader, but Christ did say, that which I do, you can do also, and more, and more. And that's pretty amazing, because Christ has a tremendous consciousness and can do many things. So we do have unlimited potential, but we have to tap into the unlimited potential. We just can't hope it comes, or maybe try to have an unlimited potential. We have to be more assertive about it. We have to do things to make it happen. There are always ways we can improve. Meditation, yoga, and healing are just a few. Meditation is very powerful. When you do meditation, you create space in your life and increase your ability to know things. You can see things that you couldn't see before. You can know things you didn't know before when you start meditating and build a discipline and keep doing it. An easy way to start meditation is to do a little yoga to relax the body. If you did a sun salutation, which is called a downward dog, it's a yoga position. Just that one yoga position, if you did it a few times and then do meditation, it's much easier because the yoga relaxes your body and it's easier to sit. And if you do meditation, sit in the same place, in the same chair, bench, or whatever it is, couch, each time, because you build up a field of energy. And the longer you do it, that field of energy will make it easy for you to kickstart your meditation, because you'll just sit right down into that field of energy that you've created. This is the way things are. Things are energetic. Learning new things can be quite exciting. Trusting yourself is a process. It enables us to be greater out in the world. Thanks for joining us for your healing journey. For more information, go to michaelglicker.com. See you next time.
You've been listening to michaelglicker.com. Your personal health care is our only concern. We love to take your questions about the show. Text us at 915-867-9946. That's 915-867-9946.